Hello and welcome to the Kirk Collins Show. My name is Kirk Collins, I'm your host, and today's guest is my sister, Whitney Collins, all the way from West Bend, Wisconsin. Hi, Whitney.
Oh, my name's not Whitney Collins anymore, Kurt.
Oh, Whitney Veloz. My apologies.
Yes. Hi, I have Whitney been married Veloz. For a little over 2 years.
That is true. It's been a while now, huh?
Yes. Roughly about the same time you've been married, if my memory serves correct.
Oh, look at us married folk.
I know. Who would have thunk it?
And since you've been married, you also had a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Little Emilio.
Half Latino, half American monster.
Aw. How old is he now?
He turned 3 months yesterday.
Woo woo! Come on, 3 months.
I know.
So, Whitney, what is it you do out there in West Bend, Wisconsin?
I work at Kohl's department stores.
Lead cashier?
Lead cashier.
That is so great to hear. You've always been good at folding.
Well, the cashier doesn't fold, but yes, I have.
What else is going on in your life there?
We are counting down days till our next vacation because it is snowing in Wisconsin today.
It's snowing in Wisconsin in April?
April 14th, mid-April.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, we're talking about how we got to get out of here.
Yeah, the weather today in LA was mid-70s, sunshine, blue skies. It was rough.
Yeah, that is rough.
So, Whitney, tell us a little bit about your husband.
Oh, he's Dominican.
Oh, and how did you meet him?
Vacaciones. With you.
Oh, that's true. I remember like it was yesterday.
Yes, you said you're welcome at my wedding. As your speech.
Yeah, because what happened was we were dancing at the discotheque one late night. And I saw this little man, or not little man, but this very nice looking man, you know, he wanted to dance, and I'm like, just ushering him towards you, and I was like, right here, eligible bachelorette, number one.
So funny, because when he saw us walk into the club, he thought we were dating, and I literally was like...
If I had a dime for every time that happened...
Right, we would have no dime. I told him, I said, you don't know that Kurt's gay? And he was like, no. I'm like, literally, how could you not know that Kurt's not gay? You know, like, anyway, it went right over his head. I just couldn't understand. It didn't make sense to me.
So what happened? You guys started dancing, and then what?
Well, if memory serves correct, we were all a little under the influence. Let's not start lists, Kurt. You were drinking Presidente Jumbos by yourself, if I remember.
Yeah, you know, I've always been a buy-in-bulk type buyer.
With that little purple cast from breaking your wrist at a Carly Rae Jepsen concert. That is my favorite part of the story, by the way.
I had a purple cast. Broken my wrist, what, like a week beforehand?
I don't even think a week.
A couple days.
Yeah. Had a cast literally bigger than your Speedo, but you gave no F.
But that cast stopped me from doing absolutely nothing.
Well, I wouldn't imagine a cast would make you put on more clothes, but you even hiked in your Speedo.
I did, through the jungle.
I wore my Speedo and flip-flops. Perfect.
Yeah, but in my defense, I didn't know that we were hiking.
In your defense, you wouldn't listen to anybody when we told you what we were doing.
Yeah, I was so confused. I thought we were going on about... Just a mess.
That was fun. People probably talk about the naked guy that hiked with us.
Yeah, from Wisconsin.
I tell people all the time that we were at that disco and we would go there every night, except for the first night because we were just too intoxicated to make it. But every night. And eventually people were hearing around the resort, like, you gotta go meet the guy in the purple cast. He's at the disco. And like people were just going there just to see who you were.
It was pretty great. Like they'd come in the bathroom and be like, oh my God, the guy at the purple cast.
Yeah.
They were so excited to meet me.
Yes, and this is right when Rihanna's Work song came out, so you were singing that.
Yep.
And calling yourself Patricio. Oh!
I was Patricio. Oh! And Patricio loves to party. He loves the Dominican.
Oh, yeah. And you love the Latinas. You were making yourself quite the friends at the bar.
It was a lot of fun. Okay, so you guys meet at the discotheque. And you spent a couple days together.
Yes, about six, I think. We had a blast. But we didn't think it was going to be anything, so I went home like I was supposed to. He stayed there like he was supposed to. And then a mutual friend of ours found cheap tickets to return in 2 weeks. He was like, hey, I found round-trip flight for $185 in 2 weeks. Do you want to go for the weekend? And I was like, why not? That was really fun.
Was this the mutual friend who... had hooked up with the captain of the boat that we went on?
Yes. That would be correct. Yeah.
We went on this trip, I think it was, what, five of us total?
I think so.
Yeah, and I was the only one who wasn't single. And...
what? I wasn't... oh, yeah, you were the only one not single, yes.
Yep, and two out of the four single people found a Dominican and had a baby by them. And married them.
Well, yes.
The order might be a little mixed up from the way I described it, but it was quite the trip.
It was quite the trip.
I kept losing you, I remember, because I'm like, where is Whitney? And I'd come and go outside and see you two just making out in the corner. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Thanks for the introduction. I was, like, getting bit up by mosquitoes back there, too, and it was right when Zika was around, and I was like, should we be back here? But he didn't really speak a lot of English, so I don't know if he knew I was telling him that, like, these mosquitoes might not be safe.
And how much Spanish did you speak at the time?
Just, like, the basics. Like, hola, ¿cómo estás? Me llamo Whitney.
I'll be Annie, too. Hola, Whitney.
Yeah, cerveza, por favor.
Mas ensalada, por favor. You know, I eat a lot of salad. Okay, so you went back after 2 weeks, and what was that like?
Oh, that was the best because we didn't stay at the resort, so he could stay with us the whole time. So my guy, now my husband, stayed with me the whole... he picked me up from the airport.
Because he worked at the resort that we stayed at.
Not the exact one we stayed at, but the sister one, which is connected, but still separate.
We had a really great time, and I loved our resort, actually. You went back 2 weeks. You had a really good time because you were like...
we just got to know each other better, and we got like to spend more time like one-on-one. Because when I went the first time, we just met up at the disco each night.
Right.
And I would make him wait there because he would message me at like 10 o'clock, like, I'm here. And I would tell him like, okay, well, we'll be there in like 2 hours because we wanted to wait until the all-inclusive closed down because we weren't about to pay for drinks and we didn't have to.
Amen, girl.
So he would wait there every night for me.
Wow.
Waiting. And then when I came back 2 weeks later, he was just such a gentleman. He was so nice. And then I went there 5 times that year and ended out the year with him moving to America with me.
Wow. So he moved all the way across the world to Wisconsin.
I know. Everybody's like, you did it the wrong way. You're supposed to go south. I'm like, oh yeah, I know.
And what was that like?
I mean, it was difficult at first because he couldn't work or drive, but thank God, like, we were really strong so we could, like, get through it. But
so it was kind of like the 90-day fiance thing, right?
It's exactly like that. We filed for a 90-day fiance visa, K-1 visa, so we had 90 days to marry. Then
but during that 90 days, it's important to point out, like, they are not allowed. What are the rules?
It's even after the 90 days. You just have 90 days just to get married. But after you get married, you have to file what you and Santos filed, the adjustment of status. And so then you have to wait for the work authorization and the green card in order for him to get work and drive a car and open a bank account. Just simple things like that.
Okay.
So he almost was here a whole year before he got those things.
Which probably was pretty difficult on you guys.
Yeah, I felt bad for him because you're not allowed to go home during that time. So he kind of went from like an independent man to basically like a child where I would have to drive him like get his hair cut, to the store, just simple things.
Right.
And he couldn't do anything himself. He couldn't make his own money. Thank God that time period was over. Is over.
So if we have any lawmakers listening, it is very hard on couples to have these regulations and rules. So if you would consider changing them, thank you.
Yeah. it's just hard when they can't, like, I get why they can't go home, because they're here on one visa, and it would kind of be like granting them another one, but just to give them something to do while they're here. Luckily, like, we tried to stay busy, and I got to show them, like, a bunch of stuff, like the Harley-Davidson Museum, and some breweries here.
Right, but it's kind of weird, because you get here, and it's like, you can't really start your life yet. Well,
yeah,
for him, at least, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like, a couple changes probably could be made to improve that.
Yeah. The good part for me was I could take him wherever I wanted, so we went to your wedding in Vegas. If he was working right away, we probably wouldn't have been able to do that. We went to New Orleans together, showing him that, which was really fun.
Oh, that's cool. Louisiana.
Yeah. So, at least he got to, like, do some stuff like that, which was he really enjoyed. He definitely loved Vegas for your wedding.
I love Vegas. One of my favorite cities.
It was fun.
Okay, so that's pretty cool. So, then you guys got married. Then he was able to start getting a job. Then you guys had a baby.
Yeah. So, we got married after the 90 days, but we wanted to wait to have a bigger ceremony later in the year, just so we could, like, plan it and have just more time for everything to be ready.
Right.
So we got married in March. We had a ceremony in December, which you were here for. It was huge and wild. Really wild.
I'm still hungover from it.
Oh my God. I wish we could relive it, but the parents won't pay for another reception, apparently. We decided to stop birth control after that wedding, the second one.
Was he on birth control, or you were?
Me, yeah, I was on birth control.
Isn't it crazy? And now you have a son. So I read that they've been working on developing a
male birth control. I saw that.
Yeah, but they think that men aren't going to take it because of all the problems that come along with it. What do you think?
Yeah, I definitely don't think they're going to take it.
Yeah, are we just selfish? I mean, what are the problems that come with the birth control? Sometimes you get a little bit chunkier.
Weight gain.
Your hormones. Things. It's like men who don't even have to have the baby still are like, no.
I know, right? Your job can't get any easier.
I'm already on birth control, so it's fine.
Yeah, I don't think you're getting anyone pregnant anytime soon.
No, but it doesn't mean I don't try.
Well, you were a little promiscuous in your younger days. There could be a couple curtsies around. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. That Promiscuous Girl song by Nelly Furtado basically was written about me.
Yeah, you'll try anything a couple times, you know?
A couple times, because I have to really make sure, did I really like it? Did I not like it? I'm not sure.
So now, you ended up with an immigrant husband as well.
I did.
What are the odds?
What are the odds? Mine was already here.
That was nice.
Yeah, I was pretty lucky to meet him.
And yours already spoke English, which was really nice.
Yep. Mine's from India. His name is Santosh. You will meet him later in the podcast. Not in this episode. Basically, he's my soulmate.
You should post pictures online, too, when you promote his podcast, because he is just delicious.
Yeah, he's a pretty hot man. It's kind of weird, because when I look in a mirror, I see his reflection. We're like basically look the same. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. So what's it been like being a new mother?
Oh, I love it. And I honestly am so thankful that I have Gabrielle here, because it's like a lot of work and challenging at the same time, even though it's like the most amazing thing in the world. But hats off to single mothers, because you just have to be such a strong person for that.
Hats off to, like, single moms, single dads.
Yes,
people who aren't single. It's still a lot of work for everybody involved.
It is a lot of work, and I tell Gabrielle all the time, I'm so thankful that I have you here, that we're doing this together, because, like, I just don't know how people do it alone, and they are strong human beings for doing that.
Yeah.
But it's been good. Gabrielle's a really hands-on dad, which makes it, like, really nice. And he's, like...
Who changes more diapers?
Oh, definitely me. But he's so good. Like, if I say I want to go somewhere, he'll watch the baby without question. We love taking the baby everywhere with us.
Have you left the baby with Grandma yet?
No. No, we haven't.
And then Gabrielle's family haven't met Emilio yet.
No, we're going to Dominican in July for 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. Coming up.
I know.
Are they so excited?
It's 90 days away.
Hey, Gabrielle. Welcome to the Kurt Collins Show.
Hi, Kurt.
Hi, Gabrielle. We were just talking about you. Were your ears ringing? Yeah. We were talking about how we met you when we were on vacation in Dominican.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep. We were dancing. And then you fell in love with Whitney. Whitney fell in love with you. And then you guys had a baby.
Yeah, we just got a baby.
How is it going being a dad?
Great.
You love it?
Oh, yeah. Awesome. I'm really happy.
Aw, that's good to hear. Well, Emilio is basically the cutest thing since me, so you guys are really lucky.
Yeah, we are. We are really lucky.
Whitney says that she changes more diapers than you do, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate changing diapers, Gabrielle. And I'm really bad at it.
No, you don't change more diaper than me.
Yeah, you probably have changed more than I have because I babysat my friend's kid and I put the diaper on backwards twice.
Really? Oh my God, come on.
Those are complicated.
No.
Yes, really it is complicated, Gabrielle.
I never got wrong.
Gabrielle, it snowed there today?
Oh, don't talk about that. That's
I know,
so
I'm like, Wisconsin
I'm so
weather is wild.
I know, this is crazy.
But summer's around the corner.
Hopefully. Hopefully.
And J-Lo is going to be in Milwaukee. We got to go find her.
Oh, yeah. We are going. Yeah, even if we have to pay half of the price, we are going, me and Whitney. Because we want to see J-Lo before she got retired. You know, she's getting old.
I think she's got like another 60 years. J-Lo's not going anywhere.
Money till she can't.
Oh yeah, that's right. For sure.
Ooh, J-Lo, if you're listening, we love you and we want to see you in concert. Thank you.
Oh yeah, we want to see her, that's for sure.
Gabrielle, you guys are going Dominican in July. Are you excited?
Oh yeah, I'm pretty excited.
Is your family like ready?
Yeah, they're pretty excited because it's like just almost 1 year, July.
Right. Is Emilio July, their first grandkid?
Oh, no. It's the fourth. Yeah, fourth.
Fourth. Oh, my gosh. So you're already an uncle.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, I have two nephews and one niece.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I look forward to meeting them someday.
You are a nephew now.
I know. I'm an uncle. Yeah, Santos is an uncle, too. He's got a niece.
Nice.
Well, Gabrielle, thanks for talking with us today.
Well, thank you.
All right, welcome back, Whitney.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was Gabrielle, her husband, who made a surprise appearance.
Isn't he the cutest?
Just the cutest.
I couldn't have picked a better husband, I tell you. Or you couldn't have introduced me to a better husband.
Yeah, again, you're welcome. I just can't say it enough.
I mean, for this, I will definitely thank you over and over again.
Yeah, it's funny because me and Whitney were, well, you were single a lot of your life, but like, I mean, we were not like the people who grew up and were in a bazillion relationships.
This is pretty much my first serious relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually
it is. It's working out great, so that's wonderful.
Apparently all those fun times I had before taught me how to be a great girlfriend and wife. That's what I'm going with, at least.
We both had it's not like we didn't have our fun, though. We had lots of fun.
We had acquaintances and people, you know, on our phone, but...
Yeah.
No serious relationships.
We had Monday, we had Wednesday, we had Friday. Let's
not try to say we, okay, on everything here.
So, Whitney, we grew up together. We're about how much? 15 months apart?
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that. And we've been best friends now for how old are you?
30.
Woo! 30 years old. My goodness. We've been best friends for 30 years. How lucky are you?
What?
How lucky are you?
How lucky are you? The parents gave you a sidekick. I mean...
It is lucky that we had each other. We grew up in Sockville, Wisconsin. Can you imagine?
Yeah, and not even in the village of Sockville. We grew up in the town.
Right, what meant that you had to own 5 acres of land, minimum, to have a property.
Basically, we didn't have sidewalks or streetlights.
Right, we grew up in the sticks, people. We grew up in the sticks. So we had each other, and then all of a sudden came some other little brothers. Mitch and Brad, shout out. Hey.
Everyone forgets that we have them, but we do.
We have them. We love them.
We love them.
What more could we say?
They just weren't, they were just so much younger that they never, like, went out with us or... When we were
right,
little,
like,
we
grew up, we started working together, then we started living together as adults.
We did everything together.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much, yes.
we came back to Milwaukee about, what, 2 months ago?
A month and a half ago, yeah.
Yeah, and we went out, I met Emilio, we had so much fun.
I know, wasn't that so cool? We had a really good time going out
to
Milwaukee.
Lots of our friends came out, and we just partied it up.
Oh, yeah, we partied it up.
So we still like to have fun. What was your favorite part about growing up with me?
Well, it was never a dull moment. I feel like we had nothing to do around us, but yet we always had something going on because we were just never bored.
Right. We had to make our own fun. So we like made our own city, Collinsville, which I was the mayor of.
You appointed yourself mayor and I was secretary. And this is to show you how long ago it was. The secretary typed the town memos on a typewriter.
Are you sure I wasn't elected?
Kurt, you probably might have been, but wouldn't it just have been me and you voting?
I'm sure Mitch and Brad got a vote.
And we used Monopoly money. And
yeah, the city's money was Monopoly money.
And we would, we had this field, a couple, acres in the field, and we would cut the lawn, so it would be like roads, and like cut your houses out, so you had like a kitchen, and Mitch always had, what was it, the beauty parlor, station, and we never knew he was gay.
No? Well, I did, but that's a different story. So we had these like Fisher Price like kitchen sets and like toys that we would make then into our houses.
Yeah. Beauty salon.
Yep, those were fun days. We were pretty wild.
And even the neighbor came over to be part of our town.
Yeah, we had the neighbor kids be part of our town. We didn't want to live in Collinsville. It was so much fun.
Amen. Running our dirt bikes through the town.
We had dirt bikes. And then we also had the Kurt and Whitney Kool-Aid stand.
Yes. 25 cents. Get yourself a lemonade.
But everyone was so nice, they usually would give us a full dollar for their lemonade.
We were basically in the ditch.
Because we grew up in the country, so imagine, it's not like there's tons of traffic. You know, we'd get an occasional farmer who's coming by with his tractor. Here's some fresh Kool-Aid.
I remember this one guy dropped a $5 bill, and we were like, what? You don't want change? I can't believe it.
And Dad was so crazy, he made us, like, calculate the cost of what one cup of Kool-Aid was, and that's, like, incorporating the price of the sugar with the...
I remember Kool-Aid. Once we had to go to the neighbors to make the Kool-Aid, because Dad was so crazy about taking all the Kool-Aid and sugar off.
Yeah, I started out with Kool-Aid stand, then I started, like, baking. Remember when I used to bake?
Oh.
We had construction workers working on our house, and I'd be bringing them freshly made cinnamon rolls.
I love that you call that baking.
It was baking. Those were from scratch, mind you.
What?
Yeah.
I don't remember any of this.
They weren't the Pillsbury ones, Whitney.
Don't repaint this story, Kurt.
Okay, so you ended up actually graduating high school at 17.
A year early.
I don't know if you can hear the applause right now, but there is a huge applause for you. Congratulations, Whitney!
Well, you were already gone out of high school, so I was like, well, what am I doing here? I gotta go.
Yeah, because we used to have lunch together in high school. Whitney found out how cool I was. I think it was probably my junior years when you discovered that Kurt Collins was the coolest cat on the block.
It was definitely the second half of the year, though.
Yeah. Whitney growing up was always kind of like, I don't know about this guy.
Well, you would be singing Spice Girls down the hallway, like, not at like a whisper kind of tone.
Yeah, it was always very loud, and Whitney was always kind of a little bit shy almost.
Yeah, I was super shy, and then I feel like now I'm just like the complete opposite of that.
Well, again, you're welcome, shimmy shimmy.
Yeah, I was really shy, and I feel like you helped me, like, definitely voice my opinion a lot more.
Yeah, because I was loud, and everybody knew exactly what I thought, and I was like, I don't care if you don't like me singing down the hallway, I don't care if you don't like me.
Literally since day one, remember our Aunt Barb's friend? We were hanging out with Aunt Barb and her friends and the one girl. You were like, you have really nice udders.
So people have to remember, I grew up super country. I grew up milking cows. I grew up having chickens.
He wanted to be a farmer.
I was very redneck. You know, I didn't have a lot of tact. I wasn't.
Yes. And you told our aunt's friend, you have really nice udders. I was probably 4 years old or something.
Yeah, I was very young and I just was a little bit confused about boobs, udders, cows, you know, the whole thing.
But you knew what nice ones were, right?
I did, and I still do, thank you.
Yes.
In high school, then, we were, like, in different clubs together. We were in this club called Bridge Builders.
Yeah.
That was really fun when we moved. We were in the library club together. Do you remember that?
I do. We even went on a field trip from the library club to the space. Or the, what was it, the airplane?
Yeah, can you imagine? We were in the library club.
I know.
But it was a
fun
club.
You started the library club.
I did start the library club. I was a big dork.
Well, you were best friends with the librarian.
Yes. And her name was Miss Kurt. Whitney, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Whitney, have you had a chance to listen to Emma Bunton's new single yet?
I have not.
Well, you're in luck because we're going to play it today. And if you don't know who Emma Bunton is, she is Baby Spice. From which band, Whitney?
The Spice Girls. I have been to three of their concerts.
No, you've been to two of their concerts. Aye, aye, aye.
Two?
Two concerts.
Oh.
Yeah, we went to one in Milwaukee, and we went to one in Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
do you remember?
Yeah. I definitely remember both of those.
Well, can you tell us just really quick the story about the Milwaukee Spice Girls concert?
I think you remember it better than I do, because how old was I? Was it 1998?
It was 1998.
I was 10 years old, or yep. 9, given the time.
Yeah,
probably 9
and
for the summer.
Our mom bought us Spice Girl tickets against our dad's back.
Yes, behind his back. He had no clue. He was pissed.
He was pissed.
And
Dad
he didn't
did
find out
want...
until the day of, right?
Right, so mom buys us Spice Girl tickets, and then she's unable to take us to go see the Spice Girls, so she has to tell Dad. And then Dad takes us, and he was so upset the whole time.
Could you imagine your conservative country dad? Like, you're taking your firstborn son and your daughter to go see the Spice Girls today. Oh, yeah.
And my dad did not like the Spice Girls. He would be like, shut up, shut up. He did not want to hear them. But it's funny because he'd get their song stuck in his head, and he'd even be more mad.
But the concert was a total woman fest.
Yep.
All the girls with their moms.
It was lots of kids, so we fit right in. And then when we went in our 20s, it was just me, Whitney, and our friend William. And it was a bunch of gays, and their friends.
Exactly right.
Yeah. So, this is Emma Bunton's new single, Baby, Please Don't Stop, out now from her new album, My Happy Place. Thank you, Whitney, so much for being on the show.
Thanks, Kurt.
And Whitney will be back. She's going to guest co-host with me. And here's Emma Bunton's new single.
Taken over my heart. You've caught me in the moment of weakness. Boy, you had me from the start. Now all I wanna taste is your sweetness. So what's the point in trying to fight it? You've got me in the palm of your hand. You can shake me down. You can wind me up. You can drive me crazy. Baby, please don't stop. I'm going out of my head. Stop. found the moment I met you. So what's the point in trying to fight it? I want you more than I can stand. You can shake me down.
That is Emma Bunton's new single, Baby Please Don't Stop, from her new album, My Happy Place. Thank you, Whitney Veloz, and Gabrielle for being on the pilot episode of The Kirk Collins Show. I have a lot more to come, and thanks for listening. Have a great day. My name is Kirk Collins.